from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
He ain't better than me. Man, y'all don't know the game, man. Pause.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
TJ is going to officially ask if we're stalking him, because we do. We cut up everything that he says when he's on, because it's fantastic.
Always.
And he knows the deal. Look, like, we're the whole city is locked in Brandon Ayuk drama. And there's maybe an end in sight, no end in sight. So let's do it right here on the River Islands guest line on Willard and Dibs. Glad you're with us here. If you're getting in your car as you finish up your day of work, that's exactly where he is as well. Good afternoon / evening to you, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right, man. But I mean, obviously, everybody's just frozen with all of this drama about Brandon Ayuk. Have you talked to him recently?
A little bit.
I bet. So, how's he doing? And what's he thinking in the way that you can tell us?
I don't know what he's thinking. I mean, he's like any other player, man. He just want to play football. Like anybody would. I just want the 49ers to realize what they have and Kyle Shanahan fix this situation. Like, you can't have – like, it really is disheartening when other teams, plural, are willing to pay you so much more than your own team, but you're still willing to take less to stay with your own team. It's great. Like, figure that out, because – y'all did this with DeForest Buckner. Y'all remember that, right? They traded him to the Colts and drafted Javon Kinlaw because he was supposed to be the answer. And I'm probably guessing if DeForest Buckner was still with the Niners these last few years, they may have a Super Bowl. He was that good up front. And so don't just think you can draft a guy and replace a guy. Like, it's not that easy, and the Niners have been really, really good without Buckner. But they may have a Super Bowl if they had him, so don't let a total of $5, $6 million cost you a Super Bowl.
And is that really where the gulf is? Because, you know, we got reports, TJ, that New England was willing to pay him $32 million if he'd accept a trade to New England, and the reports are that he didn't want to do that. So is it money? Is it winning? What is it with Brandon?
It may have been a little more than $32 million. Now, you got a team willing to pay you that much, and you're not even asking that much from your own team. Like, come on, man. Like, so it's at this point, it's like, I'm sure the Niners are pissed. They ready for it to be over. And I'm sure BA is pissed and ready for it to be over. Just come back together and find something that works.
like 28. You wouldn't give him $28 million a year, but you'd give him 26? Like, over the course of 3 years, that's $6 million. Like, in the world of football and the grant, that's nothing. That's nothing. And so, yeah, I know you have Trent Williams to worry about and Brock Purdy next year. But if Brandon Ayuk is not on the Niners, I don't believe they're still going to be a very good team. I don't believe they're in an NFC championship game.
TJ Houshmandzadeh with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Okay, I have so many questions. Is it your thinking that this is more about AAV as opposed to total guarantee? Because you've mentioned AAV a couple of times. Is that what this is about?
Obviously, I think it's about everything. You want average per year to be 28 if you're with the Niners. The Niners want it to be 26. The total guarantee, give or take, some teams are going to offer more than others. Like, you guys know more than I do. So he turned down New England. What you think that guarantee was going to be? What you think is going to be? It was going to be less than what, I mean, more than what the Niners were offering. So is it about money? Yeah. But is it completely about money? No. Because he could have gone to a team that was offering him way more. He chose not to. And so, like, Kyle Shanahan is like, he's a headstrong person. He's a great coach. But he's a great coach that should probably have two Super Bowls also. Let's go back to Atlanta when you're calling the plays. You should have won that. You should have won this past season. Patrick Mahomes throw the ball. Get that ball to Christian McCaffrey. Game's over. You guys, you're a Super Bowl champ. And so, just like there's some missteps that B.A. may have taken, Kyle Shanahan has had missteps also in coaching in the biggest games of his career. And it doesn't get easier by getting rid of good players.
So, TJ, and again, TJ Houshmandzadeh with us on the Brandon Ayuk situation. The way you're talking sounds very much, and I think this is the perception right now, that Brandon very much still wants to be a 49er. What about the Steelers? All things being equal, would he rather be a Niner or a Steeler?
I don't know. But I bet he'd rather be a Niner. I mean, there's going to be hurt feelings on both sides. Like, when stuff like this, like, it's like arguing with your wife or your girlfriend and stuff. When I'm mad, I may say some things that I don't mean. I may mean them, but I really don't mean them. I'm just saying them to make you mad. And so I'm sure there's been some things said both ways that may upset both parties. But I told him this, like, if I got a pick, I'm staying with the Niners. Why wouldn't you? And so it's up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And hold up. What's the owner's name?
Jed York.
You listen to this, Jed York. Make it happen, Jed York. Don't let feelings come into place when it's business. You can't let your feelings get in the middle of business. Get it done. Like, you, it sucks when another team appreciates your talents more than the team that drafted you. Because, oh, we want you. Well, show me. Why you want me to take less? You're not giving anybody else less. You didn't give any. Who else played on their five contract? Bosa didn't. Debo didn't. Why do I have to? Like, players look at things like that, and you just want to be fairly compensated. B.A. had 105 targets. I believe CeeDee Lamb led the league in 171 targets, I believe. So he had 66 more targets than B.A. I believe he had 400 yards, little give or take 400 yards. So out of those 66 targets, B.A.'s probably going to catch at worst 40 of them. He would have led the league in yards. He would have led the league. And so you have a good player that wants to be there. And he's probably done some things along this process that you don't like, as have you.
Figure it out, Jay York. You the man that's signing the checks, baby. Get it done.
I mean, it sounds so easy the way you describe it, but it feels like they haven't really talked in 3 months. Is that what you're hearing from Brandon? Like the negotiation process has come to somewhat of a screeching halt over these last few months?
I'm not going to lie. I don't really get into it with BA, like, when the last time y'all talked, what they offering you. I don't talk to him about that. I just try to give him advice on what I would do, how I would go about the situation. We're men. He may agree with me. He may disagree with me. And so I just, like, I've been in this situation when I left Cincinnati. Now, we ain't talking about the type of money that he getting. I wasn't getting nowhere near that. But I was in, so let's clarify that. But I was in this situation, and I just always feel like it's better when you stay with your team. It is. They know you very well. You know them well. You go to a new team. Let's just say, for instance, you go to the Steelers. Who the quarterback?
Maybe Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and then they have a young receiver in George Pickens that wants the ball and is going to get his target. Y'all have to navigate that. They already have a system with the Niners where C-Mac gets his touches. Kittle gets his touches. Debo gets his touches. Like, it's just different. And so I just feel like when I left Cincinnati, I was just like, oh, man, I should have stayed. And I think B.A. may have that if he was to leave San Francisco, because I had it. But, again, we're different individuals. He may not. I just feel like it's best if you stay. And the one man that can make it possible is Jay York. If he values B.A. the way I think he does, he will make it happen. Like, you can't let your feelings get in the middle of a business decision that could possibly win you a Super Bowl.
TJ, you mentioned talking to Brandon and giving him advice. What would your advice to him be if the 49ers say, we do not have a deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and so we've got no deal, and you're here under contract? What would your advice to him be?
On a fifth-year option?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't even give him no good advice for that, because if I gave him the advice that he should be given would be, you know what? They disrespecting you. Just go play this out, and then you can leave as a free agent. That's the advice he should get. The advice that I would give him, I'm going to be pissed off, because this isn't how y'all have done business with your best players. They've always come to a deal, so you don't consider me your best player. So now the whole season I got to play on a contract that I'm unhappy with. So now I'm going to be unhappy. And you're going to see that at times. The locker room is going to see that at times. And it may get combustible, because Shanahan is not a punk. Shanahan going to say what's on his mind. And you don't want those type of confrontations. And so that would be the hard part, is if there's no deal and he has to play on that option, that would suck, because I know as a player, you're just going to be so angry, so distraught. And again, Shanahan has the coach and entire team, and he doesn't want that type of energy in the locker room. And so he has to do what he has to do. And I understand that, but that, I don't think that would be a good situation at all.
TJ, this will sound a little bit like devil's advocate, but let me see if you think this is fair. Because I'm betting the 49ers are at least attempting to use this line. You've mentioned a couple of times that they've taken care of all the other guys in a certain way. Why not Brandon? What if the Niners are saying that's simply a matter of timing? We have so many good players to pay. We've got a quarterback that we weren't paying during all those other contracts, and now we're going to have to pay him. So the timing is such that we're just asking you to take a little bit less. Is that fair or no?
No, that's not fair. That don't have nothing to do with me. Timing? I mean, timing, I feel like I was born too soon. Timing, the way these contracts are, like, you can't change that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, listen, I'm going to just tell y'all this. For you guys also, and the fans that are listening that are 49, some of my best friends are 49er fans.
So I don't really like the 49ers, but I like them because of the players that I know. I like Debo. I like Trent Williams. I'm real cool with B.A. But, like, some of my childhood friends love the 49ers. Some of my best friends love the Niners. And when the Niners is winning, they always talking trash. So I don't like that. But anyway. But it's like, why does the timing aspect of it affect me business-wise? Why? And so, yeah, you can say that, but you can always find a way. They stand behind, oh, the salary cap. There is always a way. That's one thing that I learned from talking to general managers. There's always a way to figure it out if we want to figure it out. If we don't want to figure it out, we say the salary cap so that the fans are with us.
Yeah, that makes some sense in terms of the PR, but you also mentioned the timing. And what about the timing of the way the market went this year? Because it felt like 26 was going to work for BA back in March, but those other deals landed, and all of a sudden now he's thinking 28, and New England's offering more than 32. Does the timing of how this has all played out affect the reality that this deal's not done?
You want to speak of timing. If they had a better timing, they would have gave them a deal sooner. And they could have gotten in front of this if their timing was better. Get out in front of all these deals. Sign them to a deal sooner. And how, you know what's crazy? Like, there might be other teams willing to give him much more. How do y'all know that? Y'all just talking about two teams.
Yeah, that's fair. No, we know there's more.
No, it's fair, yeah.
I'll say this, TJ. I was critical of this situation yesterday from this perspective. If Brandon says, hey, Niners, I want a certain number, and the Niners say no, then he goes, well, then you need to trade me to someone who will. And the Niners do that, and then Brandon says, no, I don't want to go there. That feels a little bit disingenuous, to be honest with you. So why didn't he take the New England offer?
I don't know. You would now. That's one thing I can't even give you an answer on. I can just tell you from my perspective, if I was BA, could it be, I don't know who the quarterback, like, if we're specifically New England, who the quarterback? They don't got Tom Brady anymore. So it's like New England is not a free agent destination if you don't have 12 under center.
And right, so but he's not a free agent, though. He's not a free agent.
But when you, in essence, if he's not a free agent, then just trade him to whomever. So they're treating it like, because New England is not going to trade for him if he doesn't agree to a deal.
Right.
So in essence, he can kind of pick and choose what he wants to do. I just feel like they need to figure this out because it's lingering. And I get it. You have, to me, the best player on that team that's not in camp. And that's Trent Williams. He's the best player on that team. They need to figure that out also. But Brandon Ayuk has never had a big contract like the rest of the best players on the team have received. And so you just want to be appreciated. And a lot of the fans listening, like, appreciated, like, you can live off all that money. It's about what is fair and what your peers are being paid, because if their timing was a little better, they probably could have got them for 26 if they would have done it sooner.
So do you think it's fair if his asking price, Brandon's that is, from March suddenly changed come July when the market shifted?
Of course. Well, hey, if you're going to go buy a house and in March, they will say, because y'all were, you know, you're in San Francisco now.
Oh.
So it's expensive out there. So let's just say in March, the houses were selling for $2 million. And you was like, oh, let's put an offer on this house. You and your wife, you hesitate. And then in August, it's $2.3 million. You think they're going to take $2 million? Or they going to want $2.3
million? $2 million, that's a shack now.
That's a studio. TJ,
the price has gone up. It's gone up. They waited too long because of the word you guys are using, timing.
That part's fair. It's fair. TJ, what about this? Did you hear what your twice former teammate Chad Ochocinco said on the on Shannon Sharpe's podcast about Brandon. Did you hear this?
Nah. What'd he say?
Okay, take a listen.
Nah, it's still there. You got to think they're losing one individual that is. I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way. It's a position that is replaceable. If you think about the NFL in general, receivers are a dime a dozen. The special ones are not. The top five, the top three, special. But everyone outside of that is replaceable. You can find and get that production from so many other players, especially maybe the ones that they're going to have fill that spot. The way their offenses run, they'll be fine. The way Shanahan calls plays, they'll be fine.
He essentially says B.A. is replaceable.
Well, let's find out then. If the 49ers feel that way, you'll find out. You'll find out. Everybody's replaceable until they're not. Just like they thought DeForest Buckner was replaceable. How'd that work out? Still good. But did Javon Kinlaw replace Buckner? Oh, no. He's not even with the Niners any longer. No, he didn't. They think Pearsall can do it. But do they know? But the NFL is a business where when you draft guys, especially in the first two rounds, first and second round, and they play well, it's a badge of honor to get those dudes a second deal because you're drafting and developing well. That's what the good teams do. You pay your draft pick second contracts because you've done a great job with drafting. Baltimore Ravens are the best at it. The Philadelphia Eagles are the best at it. Very rarely do you see those best players from those teams that I just named sign second deals with other teams. You don't see it. And so the Niners are going to be good with or without B.A. I believe they'll be better with him than they will be without him. Chad may have a point, but he's wrong in a sense the way Shanahan calls plays. Shanahan's a great play caller. You give me the best play call in the world. If I drop the ball, is it the best play call in the world? All right.
Yeah, it becomes less of a good play.
That catch that B.A. made that got tipped in the air and all that, how many dudes going to have that type of concentration and make that play? It's a dime a dozen, that's what Chad said. How many dudes are going to make that play? How many dudes going to get 1,300-plus yards on 105 targets? Y'all, once we get off of this, I want y'all, statistician, do some research and see how many receivers in the last 30 years have had 105 targets, around 105 targets, and had that many yards? And let's see what you come up with. Y'all let me know. Shoot me a text once they figure that out.
It's probably one. It's probably Brandon last year would be my guess. TJ, with the way you're sort of sharing this with us, I wonder just what you think is going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen, man, but I know what I want to happen. I'm being very, very honest when I say this. I want him to stay with the Niners, man. Like, as much as I hate to say it, because my homeboys is going to be talking trash to me all year because they're always winning now, but I feel in his heart of hearts that's where he wants to be. I feel that's where he should be. I just think it's so cool to be able to sign a second deal with the team that drafted you and always have the potential to win a Super Bowl. I just think that's cool. Feelings get hurt along the way, though, in these type of negotiations. A negotiation is where both parties bend and give a little bit, and you walk away from the negotiation feel like you both gave up too much, but you have a deal. That's a fair negotiation. If you can get more than 32 from one team and the least amount that any other team is offering you is still more than your team, it's like, come on, guys. Like, come on, man. Just be fair with me. That's all he wants. And so I hope. I don't know where it's going to be, but I hope he stays with the Niners, man. I really do.
Yeah, on behalf of the fan base, we do as well, but it feels like the deeper this goes, the less likely it is that he gets that extension. How much more time would you feel like, as a player, you would have before you need to stop this hold in and get into practice and start getting ready for week one?
I know they just signed, I know him as Robbie Anderson, but he's chosen Anderson now. I know they just signed him today. Explosive dude that can stretch the field. I just feel like you need a good week before the season to really, like, not the week of, the week prior to the first week. Just to kind of, because once you start sprinting, running routes full speed, and you're going to be a little sore for a couple days, and you got to let that, you know, wear off, and then you're ready to go. And so he knows offense. That's the good part about it. He knows offense. It's not like he has to come in there and learn offense, but you got a guy that when it's one-on-one coverage, you know he's going to win. You don't hope. You know he's going to win. You can't say that about any other person or receiver on the 49ers team. You can't. Debo's a great player, but you don't know if he's going to win 95% of his one-on-ones. I'm confident that BA wins those.
TJ, we always, always appreciate you coming on and sharing what you think and what you know on this, man. Thank you very much, as always.
Hey, y'all take care, man. Tell Jay York, man. Jay York, make it happen, baby. You got the end all say off, man. Make it happen, baby.
Hey, is it repairable?
Yeah, like, come on. Mark, you married, right?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Well, okay, so you don't say it ain't repairable.
Hey, too close to home for all of us, TJ.
Wait, look. Hey, all the people that's married, I'm married, right? All the people that's married or you got like a long-term spouse, boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever it may be, we done all had some arguments where you be like, man, this it, man. I ain't dealing with this person no more.
Oh.
It's over. With no way I'm... And then you figure it out, right? Figure it out.
TJ.
So, hey, Mark couldn't figure it out, but the rest of us can, baby.
I was saying earlier, TJ, it's like Brandon Ayuk right now, he's sleeping in the guest room.
Hey, but sometimes you go from the guest room and then you right back in the master bedroom. It happens.
Yeah. So I'm told.
Sometimes it gets better when you move. But anyway, TJ, thank you, brother.
Hey, thanks,
TJ.
I hope your ex-wife ain't listening.
Yeah. Well, I don't think so.
Probably not. Anyway, all right. Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you.
TJ, take care, brother.
I love it. Thanks, TJ, as always.
TJ Ushmanzada. My next one's probably listening, but anyway.
No doubt.
Anyway, hi, hon. So, yeah.
Well,
that was, listen, and we can see everything that you're all saying. YouTube, Xfinity mobile text line, hell, my phone with text messages. That was a very Brandon Ayuk leaning perspective, obviously.
I mean, my first takeaway is New England offered more than 32?
More than 32.
And that's...
He also told you exactly what Brandon simply wants the 49ers to get to.
Right.
28.
Which is just 28.
And
he's willing to take 28. He had more than 32 elsewhere, but he's willing to take just 28 to stay here and be a 49er.
That's an interesting fact, because that really speaks to what Brandon actually wants. And I know there's this whole thing that's been built. Brandon wants to be a Steeler. No, he doesn't. Brandon wants to be a 49er.
Brandon wants to be a 49er. He wants to get paid.
He doesn't just want to get paid.
Well, not the top dollar, but he wants more than 14.
Yes, he wants more than 14. But he doesn't just want to get paid.
Right.
Because if he just wanted to get paid, then he'd be a Patriot.
Who's their quarterback? Who's Pittsburgh's quarterback? I love it.
Right. Brandon wants to be a 49er, but they won't hit 28. And I understand where TJ's coming from, and you can just as easily, as many of you have, say, well, then just take the 26. And in Brandon's mind, 28 is already coming down.
From more than 32.
And he's not wrong.
Except, well, and we don't know who else out there would give him more than that.
It's definitely indicated that there were more, and nobody is offering, like, 28 is the lowest of the barrel. In fact, I think he sort of indicated everybody's offered more than 28. But he will give the Niners a discount. and the Niners won't do it. Now, he is also, in my opinion, dismissing some real facts here that are involved in all of this, which is that, yeah, you can't just pay everybody all the time. Timing does matter.
Yeah, I don't think he was dismissing it, but well, he was, from a player standpoint, why do I got to suffer from your timing?
Because life.
And there's always a way to get it done. And he's right.
And
you've said cap schmap so many times on this show.
Listen, these things can all be true at the same time. Can the 49ers afford this? Yeah, damn right they can. Yes.
York, you listening?
At the same time, is this a harder bit of timing for Brandon than it was for Nick or Debo or George or Fred? Also, yes. Also, yes. So those things can be true, and that's where the argument lies. And then it's up to each and every one of us 49er fans to decide who you want to sort of side with. Just give him the 28. Or, hey, Brandon, just play for the 26. You know, like TJ's like, that's $6 million. Well, over 3 years, that's $6 million.
It's nothing.
What, couldn't the Niners say that right back to Brandon? Brandon, over 3 years, it's $6 million.
Well, Brandon's probably thinking in his own mind, it's $6 million a year because I could be getting 32 in New England, I'd rather be here for 28.
And a lot of people would say, what the hell is $6 million a year when you're talking about 100? You're talking about over $100 million.
That's a lot, yeah.
So, right? Like, at a certain point, everybody's splitting hairs. And you're all sounding immature. All of you.
I do think the one thing that it makes me ponder is the whole Parag Marate win the deal idea. Because he is probably of a mind where, you know, he already had it done at 26 way back in March. And it should have been done at 26. And TJ makes a good point about buying a house, because that house you wanted back in March, and it's not $2 million anymore. Now it's 2.3. And that's just the way the market goes. And so why isn't this also like that when it comes to a player contract?
Because he's not an inanimate object.
Right.
Like, he's not, again, there's so many situations with this Brandon conversation where I can go, everybody's right and everybody's wrong. Yeah, Brandon, you're right. The price changed. And the Niners are probably like, dude, 3 days ago you told us 26 was cool. And now it's not. Why can't 26 still be cool? Let's just talk about you. Does 26 make you happy or not? On Tuesday, it made you happy. Now on Friday, you're offended by it? The Niners are not wrong to say that. And Brandon is not wrong that the going rate went up. I mean, there's a whole lot of right and a whole lot of wrong going on here. Because Brandon's better than Jaylen Waddle, and it sounds like he's willing to take less than Jaylen Waddle. How much less? I don't know. You know, at a certain point, this becomes a you-know-what contest.
Yes, and it also becomes ridiculous when you think about how close they potentially could be. If the team is stuck on 26 and he's willing to settle for 28, well then, 27, but maybe he won't go lower than 28, and maybe they don't want to come off of 26, and the fact that they haven't even really negotiated reportedly in 3 months tells me even more how, you know, forget the money, but these sides might be further apart than just the money.
Look, and this is Brandon's side of the story, clearly, that we're hearing, because TJ...
Really for the first time, because all you hear is everything else. It feels like it comes from the team side.
There's got to be more to it than this. You know what I mean? I mean, Mike Silver's already written an article about how upset Kyle Shanahan is. TJ called him headstrong, very headstrong individual. We already know that. I don't know who the hell isn't in this situation. It's football. Trent Williams is headstrong. Nick Bosa is headstrong. Brandon Ayuk is headstrong. Kyle Shanahan, Parag Marate. These are all headstrong people. But the Niners, you know, here's one area where, again, like, I mean, if we had 4 hours, I'd say this to him. He said at one point about the 49ers, Jed York, don't let your feelings get involved in business. Isn't Brandon getting his feelings involved?
Of course, and he has from the beginning. Right. And so, TJ even said that. He said, you know, BA's done some things through this process and probably pissed him off a little bit.
Yeah. So, like, you end up in a situation, and this is what I hear. I hear both sides accusing the other one of what they're doing also. Come on, man, it's just $2 million. Well, come on, Niners, it's just $2 million. And also, come on, Brandon, it's just $2 million. And that's what happens. And in the end, the fans are the ones that get so upset because it's almost like Brandon is like an individual that's representative of what happens when there are strikes in pro sports. What do you always hear? Oh, millionaires fighting with billionaires.
Right.
Well, that's what we got. We got a millionaire fighting with a billionaire. And we do not like that. We do not like that. And both sides are trying to curry public favor, and you won't. You won't. You're
well,
not going to
get curry public favors by having him come in and be a 49er.
Well, no. Like, both of them are in the media right now. Like, that's what this conversation was. That's Brandon's side of the story. Meanwhile, the 49ers are over here going, we traded you to the Patriots, and you won't go. We're leaking all this all over the place.
Yep.
Paints you in a bad light.
Debo's playing great, and he's an adult.
Right? So everybody's trying to get us, the public, on their side. And I'm here to say none of you are going to get it. None of you are going to get it. Because you're a millionaire and a billionaire, and you're fighting over pennies in the middle. And whether it's fair or not, I get it. You live in a different world than the rest of us live, but you're not going to get us to side with you. You're not going to get us to feel bad for the couple million dollars that one of you is going to lose here. I will tell you, though, that you will tick off 49er fans, both sides, if Brandon Ayuk puts on a different uniform this year.
Yeah, especially if you get nothing back for it.
I don't care what you do. That's how you are not going to get the 49er fans on your side.
And that's why Brandon Ayuk requested a trade, and that's why he's been, you know, doing what he's done, knowing full well that 49er fans are going to be bigger fans of his than they are Parag and Jed even the front office. And so that's, you know, maybe not his leverage, but that is the one thing that he has that he knows that he can kind of play off of, is the fact that the fans want him to be a Niner. They don't care about who's pulling the strings upstairs. And so this report, this interview with TJ, when it comes out, when he says, yeah, New England would have given him more than 32 and BA would take 28. I mean, he's not even worried about 32. Oh, yeah. That's why he didn't go to New England, because he doesn't want to play with New England. And really, he doesn't want to go to Pittsburgh. And TJ kind of tipped that part of it, saying, you know, who's Pittsburgh's quarterback? Does he even want to go to Pittsburgh? If Pittsburgh offers him 30, he'd rather take 28 and stay a 49er. So, come on, Jed. And he made a direct appeal to Jed. What's that guy's name?
What's the owner's name?
Yeah, Jed York. Hey, Jed York. Hey, Jed York, I'm talking to you. Take a listen, Jed.
Well,
give him this money.
Listen, I know
this thing over.
I know what I would say if these two people were my friends. And I know the 49ers are a whole team. I don't know if you want Kyle to be the representative, or Jed, or Parag. I know what I would say if these two people were having this fight in front of me. It's very obvious. You've both shown your hands. You both still want to be together. Get back in the room and figure it out. I mean, listen, he just said it 1,000 different ways. Brandon Ayuk still wants to be a 49er. Matt Barrow said this to us yesterday about the Niners.
Let me phrase it this way. I think that's still the outcome that the 49ers want. It's up to Brandon Ayuk to decide whether he wants that or not. I mean, I don't know what the trade package is that Pittsburgh is offering right now. But I do know that the 49ers prefer to have a wide receiver as part of that trade package. And you look up and down the Steelers roster, and there are not a lot of desirable wide receivers. This is why the Steelers would be interested in this scenario. There is reason for the 49ers to say no to this. But, you know, another reason is to keep Brandon Ayuk. I mean, if Washington and Pittsburgh are the two places that he wants to go, and Washington's not interested in the contract, and Pittsburgh doesn't have the ammunition to work out a deal, the 49ers are basically telling Brandon Ayuk, okay, it's time to go to your third option, which presumably is the 49ers.
You'll get this. I mean, I say this to the kids all the time, whenever everyone's fighting over what pizza place they want to go to. I don't want this. I don't want that. I stop them. I go, I don't want to hear what you don't want. I want to hear what you do want. Keep it right there. And both Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers is very clear.
Right.
Stop telling me what you do. I don't want to go to New England. I don't want to. Stop. What do you want? They both want the same thing. I would start there.
Well, the Niners then have the ability to say, okay, you want to be a Niner. We know that. We want you to be a Niner. So just play the fifth-year option. And as TJ said, Brandon would go out there and play. He'd play angry, and it'd be hard. He'd have moments where he'd go through it, and he would not be feeling great about his situation, yeah, knowing that every other guy in his fifth-year option got paid, except for DeForest Buckner. And you know what, Niners? If you would have kept Buckner, you'd have two Super Bowls right now. And TJ even took some shots at Kyle Shanahan. Well, talking about mismanaging, and he went back to Atlanta, which
I know that gets you.
You and I, well, we kind of agreed that it's not, that's out of bounds.
It's out of bounds.
TJ, you can do it, TJ.
Go where you want.
Shoot your shot, TJ.
That's all you got.
And
we're,
he did.
Although the show's not over. We're sponsored.
Damn it.
We're sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems. Let's get to some phone calls next. 888-957-9570. I'm going to have to get to the text from the lovely Christy that I know is sitting waiting for me.
Uh-oh.
This is Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What about the Steelers? All things being equal, would you rather be a Niner or a Steeler?
If I got a pick, I'm staying with the Niners. Why wouldn't you? And so it's up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And hold up. What's the owner's name?
Jed York.
Jed York. You listen to this, Jed York. Make it happen, Jed York. Jed York, make it happen. Don't let feelings come into place when it's business. You can't let your feelings get in the middle of business. Get it done.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
And I think you can feel a lot of people. We're all having the same thought as he says that. There's some truth in there. However, if you can't let feelings get in the way of business, are both sides not doing that? I would argue that they both are.
Yeah, and hard for the player to not let the feelings get involved with it when you've seen all your teammates go out there and get paid and not have to play on their fifth-year option. And even guys under contract, Christian McCaffrey says, I want more money. And it took him about 19 seconds to get him more money.
Well, wouldn't the 49ers argue, though, we're not making him play on his fifth-year option? We are offering him an extension. He's not signing it.
Right. But, you know, the offer that they're giving him is below market value for his skills.
It wasn't when they made it.
Well, it is now.
When they started making it, TJ himself is the one who told us that that Brandon was moments away from grabbing a suit and setting a press conference.
Yeah.
And then it changed. And
he said, it's their fault for not getting it done then.
Well, maybe. I look at both sides and I can see holes in all the arguments. And I think that that's where people will go if this thing ends badly. Is there is going to be plenty that we can question on both sides of this. We can absolutely question Brandon Ayuk saying, trade me. And then when they do, he won't go. And then we could question whatever it is with his hold in, the behavior around the facility that the 49ers don't like. And we can absolutely question how the 49ers even assessed it this way that allowed it to get to August, to where you're having problems with not one but two of your best players in an incredibly vital Super Bowl type of a year. All of it. And if you want to get down to the numbers and just be like, well, Jalen Waddle's getting 28 and a half. Why can't Brandon have 28? Like, you have the money, and they do.
Jed York.
But at the same time, we also praise the 49ers for their roster construction. You can rip them for DeForest Buckner. You're allowed to do that, and I know people do, idiots. But then again, they've got the most amazing roster in sports,
right?
And at a certain point, you have to give them credit for that. So they do know what they're doing, and they are going to get some wrong. They get most right, and for whatever reason, this is their assessment right now. We'll see.
Right. And if their assessment is it's worth it to, you know, have this drag out for all this time, over $2 million a year, then it's worth it. It's your call. It's your money. You're the ones paying it. And I don't know if Brandon Ayuk gets $28 million, if that makes him happy or if that makes him feel whole, or if he ends up playing on the fifth-year option, making 14.1, and he plays angry. And then he looks to leave at the end of the year. And, you know, you decide not to franchise him because you don't do that. And so you end up losing Brandon Ayuk after a year because you made him feel so bad, forcing him to play the fifth-year option. There's definitely an equation there that they have to try to balance out. If they can make this happen at 28, well, that may end up costing you another player next year, and maybe you just flat don't want to pay two receivers that much money, and so you have to make a decision about, you know, whether or not you pay him now or you end up paying him never, and you end up having Debo be your only high-priced wide receiver.
888-957-9570. Let's get to some calls on this before Grandy hops in here. Ryan in Oceanside. Hi, Ryan. What's up?
Thanks for the call, and that was an awesome interview. It's pretty interesting to hear, you know, one of Ayuk's friends, you know, their perspective. That was pretty insightful, kind of a window into maybe how Ayuk feels. But I have some questions. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Did Ayuk or his agent say that they wanted to wait until all the contracts were done before they basically negotiated his number?
I've not heard that,
Ryan.
I don't know where. I heard it on the radio, like, recently, that from the beginning, Ayuk and his agent said they wanted to wait until everyone else's deals were done to now negotiate, you know, the number that he's going to be asking for. And if that's, I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is true, I think that's a huge failure on Parag's part to be like, well, If you use some foresight, you know the Jefferson number is going to just blow everyone out of the water. But they should have seen some of these contracts getting north of 30 and been like, if we can't meet that number, we have to trade him before the draft. And so I think that was a failure. But if he didn't say that, if like Hushmanzada said, you know, it was all about timing. If you would have done this earlier, you could have had him at 26. Then that's also a failure on Parag's part. And I don't know. I called probably 3 months ago and kind of said something similar about Parag, kind of the way he goes about his negotiating tactics. It's hard to argue that he's not successful because he has signed some really good team-friendly contracts And he's also signed some of our best players to huge contracts. But he has a strategy. And I think in this negotiation, it blew up. He waits a really long time until the 12th hour. He's very staunch. He's very hard-nosed. And I think his negotiating tactics have created more problems than good in this scenario.
In this scenario, yeah, Ryan, I think you make some really good points. Ryan, thank you very much. I there's no doubt that this was a miscalculation, and I didn't hear that, and you haven't heard that.
No.
If that was the Niners' approach, my God, the idea of waiting till all the wide receiver deals were done, knowing that Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb and Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle and Amon-Ra, like knowing that that was all coming down the pike, the idea of waiting, wanting to wait, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's absolutely crazy.
It's kind of what Parag does, though. His MO is usually to drag these things out until, you know, the Debo went into late July and Bosa went into early September. That has kind of seemed to be the way they've approached these fifth year options.
Well, it's definitely like they drive a hard bargain. They drive a hard bargain. But at the same time, I don't know that they set out to do that. In this particular case, they did have conversations with Brandon relatively early.
Yeah.
They may have said that they wanted to wait until after the draft because they weren't sure. You know, if I was going to criticize one thing with the 49ers, it seems to be indecisiveness. You know what I mean? Like, think of how many different things have been suggested with Brandon Ayuk just in the last 4 months. You know, we're going to keep him. No, we're going to trade him at the draft.
Right.
No, we're going to keep him. We're going to play hardball with him. All right, now it's August. Well, now we're going to trade him. We're going to trade him to the Patriots or the Browns or maybe the Steelers. Actually, maybe we'll still keep him. Like, what is your plan? It seems to have shifted a number of times, which tells me that that's not a good plan.
No, and their plan, I think, has changed based on the way he's reacted, and he's reacted in ways I believe that they did not predict, including the hold-in, which has served to annoy Kyle Shanahan, which maybe either increases the pressure to do something or increases no pressure to do anything, because now here we sit almost at the end of a week, and the Niners have a football game in 2 days. They practice today, they leave tomorrow, and they're off to Tennessee, and that's it. You know, preseason is underway, and they're doing it without Brandon Ayuk. So maybe the pressure actually goes down as you start to see this team on the field in exhibition games.
That Filippone report, Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh at our Odyssey station out there, where he did say, like, this has been agreed to in principle. Brandon will be on his way to Pittsburgh. There was a further tweet that said, like, you know, whatever, in terms of dotting of I's, crossing of T's, this will be done by the end of the week.
Yep. So,
well, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. The end. Well, the end of the week would be Saturday, but for all intents and purposes, it feels like that would be done by tomorrow. But just hearing TJ Houshmandzadeh talk about BA's desire to be a Niner and refusing more than $32 million a year average annual with New England. And TJ even mentioned, who's Pittsburgh's quarterback? So it's not like he's looking at Pittsburgh like, yeah, I'll go there and we can win. It seems more and more like BA just is using this as a way to, you know, get the price up to where he wants it so he can stay.
Wants to stay. And they want him to stay. And but everybody's too mad. Grandy, what are you doing here in a couple minutes?
What do you think?
Oh, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Ooh. What's coming up in the game? It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. Do it again tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
He ain't better than me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.